Images of young black protesters being hit with fire hoses and police dogs in 1963 Birmingham are considered iconic. Hank Leibenoff saw them too. He was a 14-year-old paperboy in Florence when the Children's March took place. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner now, and what strikes him is where civil rights coverage wound up in the daily paper.
My hometown newspaper and all of the national media are very much focusing attention, page one attention and lead news item attention on the Children's Crusade and Commissioner Bull Connor's decision to unleash the dogs and the hoses on the demonstrators. It makes page one news everywhere, except in Birmingham.
Klebanoff says not only was the Children's March relegated to lesser news, it was delivered without many pictures.
You know, 43 Negroes were arrested yesterday during a demonstration at Kelly Ingram Park. Very stenographic, very cool, and no images of the dogs or the hoses. So I could not help but notice that the newspaper I'm delivering doesn't put that on page one.
And by stenographic, Klebanoff means reports stated things factually. That raises a question among critics of newspapers in the 1960s. Did the Birmingham papers not cover these events, or did they have the stories and chose not to run them? Barnett Wright is the Jefferson County reporter for the Alabama Media Group and a recent author of 1963, which focuses on the civil rights movement.
Thousands and thousands of photographs, the negatives were put into a file cabinet. It was uncovered by an intern. So the photographs, the iconic images of the movement, were not published by the Birmingham News. Now, if they didn't publish the photographs, that tells me that a lot of the narrative also was ignored or neglected.
But that doesn't sit right with Donald Brown. He was a general assignment reporter for the Birmingham News during the early 60s. And when Martin Luther King Jr. took his movement to Birmingham in April of 63,
Birmingham is the most thoroughly segregated city in our country.
Brown says the local paper responded.
The news staff at the Birmingham News were just given a sort of an open assignment. If we need you to cover a march, if we need you to cover a rally, if we need you to cover a bombing, whatever we need you to cover, be available and be ready 24/7.
Brown says the news staff and photographers went out on almost everything, from marches to bombings. But sometimes covering an event is not enough.
It wasn't my call as a lowly reporter. It was the editors who ran the newspaper, and their call was to put it in the paper if it's a big enough deal, but let's don't make a bigger deal of it.
S. Vincent Townsend was Brown's boss. He was the general manager and editor for a time at the Birmingham News in the early 60s. Brown says Townsend had outside influences, forcing him to keep the coverage to a minimum.
The business community, which of course were at that time the primary advertisers of the Birmingham News, and were what undergirded the Birmingham News's influence financially, kept the pressure on Mr. Townsend and the management of the news. Keep it down.
Brown says the Birmingham News was able to do that for a few months, but national news started to dictate what and how much of the civil rights movement should be covered. Again, Barnett Wright.
One of the turning points, many believe, is when Harrison Salisbury of the New York Times came down to Birmingham and he covered or he talked about the hatred, talked about the segregation, talked about the problems that was happening here in the city. And for many people in the city, they were shocked because that wasn't the image that they got of Birmingham reading the local papers.
While the Birmingham News and the Post-Herald may have kept the news off of the front pages, stories about the civil rights movement made the nightly news on television. Hank Leibenoff went from his paper route to become a winner of the Pulitzer Prize for a book he and co-author Gene Roberts wrote called Race Beat. The book was about the role the press played in the civil rights struggle.
If the whole nation had responded in their news organizations the way the Birmingham newspapers did by deciding this is not news, this is not important, it would have been many, many, many more years of turmoil and dehumanization and death in the South. But ultimately, it was the mere presence of that media coverage that led to the change.
The media's role in bringing many of the significant events of the civil rights movement to light helped the nation to progress towards more equality. In the coming weeks, we'll explore the media's involvement in other significant events in 1963, like the stand in the schoolhouse door and the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News in Birmingham.